We stood up a internship program across the country that begins to bring people in. And, you know, that's where you start some of this cultural change as well. We've got a multi-generational workforce. But as we bring in other individuals into that, do we set them on a path to help us be innovative in everything we do? So there was a demand for collaborative tools even before they were in the workforce to attract and recruit the net generation of millennials. Actually a good study. We've got a shameless plug out there for the Net Gen Guide, which the IT Workforce Committee, along with DOD, did, that talks about what are the drivers for this generation that's coming in. I think it's really important, though, that we understand the multi-generational issues that are facing us. So we've stood up a program. It's driving us to be a little more agile, a little more collaborative. As I said, even before we get people in the door, we had to use a set of tools to attract a population that may not have seen civil service or public service as an opportunity.
Yeah, I think to me, when I have people that I'm come to me for mentoring, I give them just basically very simple things. First of all, be relentless about your passion, which we've talked about this morning. Don't worry about the career path so much, the ladder you're climbing. If you have a passion to do good work, do good things are going to come to you. You're going to be recognized for it. So don't get hung up with that. Focus on really doing the kinds of work that you feel like you can make a difference in. Second thing is just take risks. I mean, it's amazing to me, you say government is risk-averse environments. You actually have a lot of latitude to take risks in government settings, and people don't take advantage of it. So I encourage people to be risk takers. Tell me why not do it that way, as opposed to do it the way that we're accustomed to doing it. And I think if you can at least instill that kind of thinking, you get some really great leaders being developed for you.
And I would echo that. I mean, the thing I tell folks is, and actually not just folks who are millennial, but, you know, people who are of all stripes and backgrounds and ages within HHS, is because it's never too late to start, you know, being innovative, you know. But what I say is, you know, think of yourself as a public sector entrepreneur, right? I mean, you are absolutely able to stand toe-to-toe with the best in Silicon Valley to throw at you, right? You know, and, you know, compete head-to-head against those same people. For, you know, the title of best entrepreneur in the world, right? Because an entrepreneur is basically defined as someone who creates something from nothing. And that describes a lot of people I've met in government who are capable of doing that and have scored huge successes that way. And so think of yourself as a public sector entrepreneur. And one of the most important rules of success for an entrepreneur is do what your heart tells you to do, right? And so I have people come to me and say, I've got all these different options, which one should I pick? And I built this matrix, and here's the Harvey Ball analysis. I say, no. Right? What do you want to do? Right? Because at the end of the day, you know, you're going to encounter so many obstacles, so much difficulty, so much pain, because you're trying to do something that hasn't been done before. The only thing that's going to keep you going is because your heart compels you to. Because you can't stop yourself. Because you can't bear to see the thing you're trying to do not happen. Right? So it's not about the Harvey Ball analysis. It's not about the complicated career path math at all. It's about what does your heart really want to do? And that's what you should do. And then go attack something with the same kind of entrepreneurial fervor you know, someone, you know, who's starting a new thing in Silicon Valley. Because it's actually even more important than what that person's doing.
And I would add that it's also leaders taking a chance and throwing people into a position wherever they are in their career path, whether it's new employees, somebody who's been there. When you've got a new idea and somebody's passionate about it, throw them into the lead. I mean, sometimes mentoring is not just sitting back and talking about things. It's throwing people into sometimes difficult situations. But letting them run with it.